Telltale, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives describing the shared personal experiences and lore of life on the North Dakota Plains. From stories of blizzards, to the man who climbed to the top of a windmill to play his accordion, to the fate of Poker Jim, they originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities.
Well, in 1936, the grasshoppers came over, and it was just like a cloud, and they landed in the trees, and they were only there for a minute or two, and when they left, there wasn't a leaf left on any of
them. It was a hot, dry summer day. We were all in the car, and we were getting ready to drive to Devil's Lake to buy new clothes before school started that year. That was always exciting and special to go to town and buy new clothes. But on the way there, we heard this bang and the car started to make a dull, slapping, thudding sound. It was shaking because we had blown out a tire. So my dad says to my mom, "How much money you got?" She says, $7. Between the two of them, they had about 17 bucks. My dad had to go to the garage and buy a new tire, and that tire cost $14, which was most of what we had. So my dad gets in the car and he says, "Well, there's not enough money to go to Devil's Lake to buy new clothes now. We might as well go home." But Ma said, "Well, Grandpa's down there. We can at least drive down there for a visit." So we got back on the road and I'm looking out towards the horizon. Pretty soon I said to my dad, "Look at that big fire over there." And Daddy studied that sky and he said, "Well, that's no fire, son. That's Devil's Lake blowing." I said, "What do you mean?" "That huge cloud of smoke rising into the air from the surface is alkali," Dad said. He explained to me that Devil's Lake was once this huge lake filled with fish with salty water, and that the wind was blowing the white sand and alkali dust from that exposed, dried, and cracked lake bottom. And I think today, we got 47 feet of water in there. But back then, that's how dry it was. Now I remember the grasshoppers. If you went any place in your car, you couldn't escape the heat in the car by opening the windows, because if you did,
the grasshoppers would come in the car, so, oh, they were horrid.
Pointy little hard and sharp things landing on your shoulder, or worse, the top of your head. They were horrid. They'd be thick in the fields. In 1936, I was 8 years old, and on the farm, we cut down those thorny thistles and rake them all up. That's all we had was a rake. And you'd go down the row, and when the rake was full, you'd pull the pile over to a certain area, and you'd make a stack of these thistles, and then you'd sprinkle them with salt. We sprinkled them with salt because they'd soften up and almost ferment. And then we used that to feed the cattle. If you did that, the cattle would eat the thistles. We'd use these forks with hard wooden handles to stack the thistles. And then we'd go home for dinner. One day, after dinner, we came back, and the fork was literally covered with grasshoppers. And there were little round holes chewed right into the handles. I remember one day I heard this loud buzzing, clacking, chattering sound, and it filled the air. A shadow grew across the ground, like an enormous cloud was passing by, and I didn't know why. I looked up. I was just repulsed and scared. It was grasshoppers. This huge swarm. They sort of appeared like this big, menacing, dark cloud. A streaming section came down and onto the trees like almost like the funnel of a tornado. And they were only there for a minute or two, and when they left, there wasn't a leaf left on any of the trees. For some reason, and I don't know why, when they chew on a leaf, they just chew on the stems, and the leaf would float to the ground, and you could hear these flying grasshoppers hitting and the falling leaves as they flew through the air. and it was absolutely dark.
They were so thick that you could look at this where the sun was, and you couldn't see it. Yeah. They were that thick up in the sky.
And after they ate the leaves on the trees, then they'd come down and land on the fields. We had this beautiful green corn. It was about 3 feet high, straight and full, full of promise for a good crop. A flock of them landed in that cornfield, and they ate everything. You could hear their mandibles cutting away everything, even 2 or 3 inches down into the ground, eating the stalk of the corn. They ate everything. And within a few minutes, it was just like the field had been freshly plowed. There was nothing there. I remembered the grasshoppers.
Produced in partnership with Holland Estates, Heart of America Medical Center in Rugby, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.